It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Lucinda Williams to the station. How have you been, Lucinda?
I've been great. Just, you know, we've been working, traveling.
Traveling and working.
Yeah.
Have become, you know, a constant in your life. And this album, the new album, The Ghost of Highway 20, it's my understanding that a bit of the inspiration of the record came from back when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
Your father,
yeah,
would take you on the road. He was a poet, and he loved sharing poetry and literature. And
yeah, well, he taught at different colleges, you know, when I was growing up, until he finally achieved tenure at the University of Arkansas, and where we moved in 1971. But from the time I was born until then, he would teach for a year or two at one college and then, you know, move to another town.
Well, that, like, and that, that's could, when you're moving as a child, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and my father and mother also moved around when they were growing up because both of my grandfathers were Methodist ministers.
Uh-huh.
So my dad's family moved around the state of Arkansas, and my mother's family moved around the state of Louisiana. So, you know, it's just in the blood of the family, yeah.
And moving like that. So when you would go down, and you had traveled as a child, Highway 20, apparently later in life, as when you're on the road traveling and working, you've had reason to be on Highway 20 as it cuts across the Great South. And at some point, it kind of triggered, like,
yeah,
I've literally traveled this road.
What really triggered it was a few years ago when we went to play in Macon at the original Cox Theater in downtown Macon, which had just been refurbished, which was where the Allman Brothers played and, you know, one of the places where they got their start. And I probably hadn't been back there since, you know.
It had its original fresh coat of paint.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't really anywhere to play there, you know, until they finally got that theater up and going again. And that's really where the seed was planted. For one thing, you know, I was amazed at how little had changed in Macon, Georgia.
Right.
I mean, downtown Macon, you know, it still looks basically the same. You know, it's not one of those boom towns.
Right.
Like a lot of other southern towns. And then as we were leaving after the show, I was looking out the bus window and seeing the signs, the exit signs along, you know, off of the, of course, now we're on the interstate, not the highway, but, you know, towns like Vicksburg, Mississippi, where my brother was born, and Jackson, where my sister was born, and it runs through Monroe, Louisiana, which is one of the towns my mother lived in, where she's now laid to rest. And, you know, so that was what triggered it.
And then you literally and figuratively were conjuring up ghosts.
Yes. And it's also that area is, you know, it's a big Civil War area. There were a lot of Delta blues artists who were from there and buried around there, you know. It's just such a culturally rich area.
I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the stations on the FM band. Farms and truck stops and fireworks stands. I know this road like the back of my hand. Southern secrets still buried deep, brooding and restless neath the cracked concrete. If you were from here, you would fan me to the death along with the ghosts of Highway 20. Went through hell when I was younger. Deep in the well, you'll see the the hunger, to find the strength I got within me, to wrestle with the ghosts of our 20. Been 60 years and don't want for nothing, but my tears, they keep on coming, and my fears continue to haunt me, along with the ghosts of Highway 20. I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the stations on the FM band, farms and truck stops and firework stands. I know this road like the back of my hand. I was there. I knew somehow I'd come back again. No doubt about it, I'm next of kin to all of the ghosts along Highway 20. Run down motels and faded billboards, used cars for sale and rusty junkyards. This two-lane blacktop will never let me let go of the ghost along Highway 20. And I have seen the signs that say we're closing in on the final days, but I got nothing to repent. My saving grace is with the ghost of Highway 20. Yeah, I know this road like the back of my hand. Same with the stations on the FM band, farms and truck stops and firework stands. I know this road like the back of my hand. And every question and every breath, every exit leaves a little death in its wake, and a memory that will wander with the ghost of our 20. And I have seen the signs that say we're closing in on the final days, but I got nothing to repent. Saving grace is with the ghosts of our 20. And my saving grace is with the ghosts of our 20. My saving grace is with the ghosts of our 20.
It seems like the older I've gotten, I don't know, maybe because of the loss of both of my parents. It actually really started after my mother passed away, because I can look back and I remember when I was writing the songs for the West album, I was still on Lost Highway. I actually had enough songs then for a double album and wanted that to be a double album, you know, because I'd just gone through this big, huge, traumatic event. And, you know, that's really when it all started, and hasn't really stopped since, you know.
Well, when, and like, we're back to perspective. When you get, like what they always say, youth is wasted on the young. When you get to a certain age in life, there is so much. Everybody thinks they know everything at 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew everything at 21, and now I know only a little. You know, I realize, what was I thinking? I learned something new every hour now. I'm sure that there is a part of that as you've grown as a person and as you've experienced both joy and loss, you are able to identify things a little more clearly because you do have a trained eye and a trained soul.
Yeah. And it's ironic to me that there is that truth, what you just described, and yet, you know, you see other artists who seem to create their best work when they're younger and then either just quit doing it or for lack of inspiration, I don't know, or they sort of fizzle out or, you know, they keep writing, but their material isn't as good as it had been, you know, which has always been a mystery to me.
Well, and then you have artists like Dylan who, and Elton John was just talking about, you know, Tempest was a record that for Elton liberated him as a songwriter because he realized Bob Dylan's not writing for anybody
exactly.
in any context. He's going to make a record that he hears
right.
in his head at any moment. Have you gotten to that point?
I've always been like that.
You think you got problems, you don't know the half of it. I hear you talk about your millions and your politics. You wanna cross the poverty line and then you wanna come have a look around. So why don't you come find me on the east side of town? You think you're Mr. Do-Good, and you know what you're talking about. But when you find yourself in my neighborhood, you can't wait to get the hell out. You wanna see what it means to suffer, you wanna know what it means to be down. Why don't you come over to the east side of town? You think your dogs are mean, but you ain't seen nothing yet. I show you things you've never seen, and you wish you could forget. You wanna see how the other half lives, you wanna see how we get around. Why don't you come visit me on the east side? You got your ideas and your visions, and you say you sympathize. You look, but you don't listen. There's no empathy in your eyes. You make deals and promises, and everybody bows down. And now you want to come shake my hand on the east side of town. So why don't you come find me on the east side of town? Yo, why don't you come over to the east side of town? Why don't you come shake my hand on the east side of town?
Part of it is, you know, the whole myth about, you know, when you're younger and you're in and out of relationships, and that becomes the fodder for your material.
The angst.
Yeah, the angst. And that, you know, those are the easiest kind of songs to write, really. I mean, and, you know, people seem to get stuck on that.
And, Moon, Spoon, June. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about, you know, this is a real good example of what I'm talking about. And it's amazing that I was even asked this question, but I was asked this question several times after people found out that Tom and I were engaged and we're going to get married. And it was around the time the Little Honey album came out. And I was asked the question, well, now that you found your soulmate and you're happy, are you going to still be able to write songs? I'm serious. And I was flabbergasted and annoyed that anybody would even ask that question.
Don't you have to be a tortured artist to create?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'm still tortured. You know,
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm laughing in the
response. That doesn't go away if you make a lot of money. That doesn't go away when you find your soulmate. That tortured thing is always there, you know, and.
And that's the blessing of a curse of a sensitive artist. Because you do, you've got the antenna that you see and feel.
Mm-hmm.
And what allows you to create.
But a lot of people they rely on, you know, exterior situations, I guess, you know, for the ideas or what have you, you know. And mine is more, my situation challenged me in that it forced me to look at other things to write about.
When you go, you let me know if there's a heaven out there. Will you leave me here to grieve in pain and despair? I've seen the face of hell. I know that place pretty damn well. But when you go, will you let me know if there's a heaven out there? On the day you fly away, far beyond the blue, when you dawn and you run, it's finally through. When I'm forced to let go, there'll be no greater sorrow. On the day you fly away, far beyond the blue, I'll be lost when you cross over to the other side. Will my pain be in vain? Will I find out they lie? When you go, I need to know if what they say is really so. 'Cause I'll be lost when you cross over to the other side. Promise me this before you let go of my hand, before we visit our last kiss and you're cold and cannot stand, before it's finally time and you've taken my sunshine. Will you promise me this before you let go of my hand? I'll be lost when you cross over to the other side. Will my pain be in vain? Will I find out the lie? When you go, I need to know if what they say is really so. 'Cause I'll be lost when you cross over to the other side. When you go, you let me know if there's a heaven out there, or will you leave me here to grieve in pain and despair? I've seen the face of hell. I know that place pretty damn well. But when you go, you let me know if there's a heaven out there. When you go, will you let me know if there's a heaven out there?
The fact that you can and still do, A, you know, you can create and conjure those songs up and find that inspiration, and then B, successfully create the songs, and then C, go out and perform them with the frequency you do. That's a lot to be grateful for.
Yes,
and certainly we're happy that you continue to produce. And you've obviously become a friend of the station. in so many ways.
And that, thank you for all your support.
It's you know, I,
KCSN rocks.
It just,
you could use that as an ID.
We've got it down. And what's funny is members of your band continually, they literally like will request songs. And so that's when we know we've got a relationship with an artist.
Yeah.
Where, and Tom was telling me about a segue he heard a couple of weeks ago. We know we're in a city where there are a lot of artists, and from day one we said if the artists listen to our station and they can find enjoyment and they can find authenticity in what we're doing, we'll be fine.
Yeah,
we'll be fine, because if they know what we're doing is the right purpose, it'll all work out. And because we are blessed to be in a town where there's a creative community, and on the other hand, we also know as a radio station, it's not the easiest time for musicians to find their way,
right,
and to make their way, both mm-hmm. the young artist and the artists that are sustaining careers. And we bring that sense of, you know what, we're lucky. We're lucky as a radio station. We get to put on a station like this, and with people like you helping us and applauding and being just friends and fans, it continues to inspire us to keep fighting the good fight. So
yeah,
the more you do, the more we feel like there's more to be done. So it is a cycle
Thank
that
you.
We want to keep together. And that's why coming out today and catching up with you now, little housekeeping. You kick off Friday, March 4th at Royce Hall, which is going to be a great show. You're going to do a lot of shows through the thing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
The show at Royce Hall featuring Bill Frisell and Charles Lloyd.
So see now, Bill, it
yeah.
seems like he is becoming a must. He's no longer an accessory.
Well, I'd love to take him on the road, but he's not able to do that.
We'll kidnap him. just kidnap him. He doesn't know it, and no one needs to know it, but he's going whether he likes it or not. The record is Ghosts of Highway 20. Amazing that you could come from 18 months ago, if I'm remembering correctly, a prolific double album, and bang, coming back
yeah.
again. So let's keep yeah. knocking on wood, and we can't wait for more, because we can't get enough of Lucinda Williams. So thanks for coming out today. This has been more
thanks
than fun.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
It's
you
fun.
Have a great sounding studio here.
Well, we thank you for
it's
that,
really
and what you created today for our audience is wonderful. We would encourage everyone, Royce Hall, and certainly the Ghost of Highway 20 should be in everyone's, and I'll say it, record collection.
Yes.
Because we are fortunate enough to get the vinyl, and there's nothing
mm-hmm.
like the vinyl copy to look at and read. Oops.
And also,
we were talking about reading the lyrics.
Yeah. Well,
that's a for another
time. We need
time.
To have a disclaimer sticker on the, because, some of the lyrics got.
There's
some mistakes.
There's one song in particular that later on I told Lucinda that we're gonna have a contest to see if. Who can listen
who
to the song and find the word?
Find the mistake.
Right, and then we'll give you a copy of the
there
album.
There you go.
And now we'll have listeners do it. So I'll do that later for you. But
I was going to say one thing before
sure.
I forget. The track Faith and Grace.
Yes.
We did David Bianco is the right. engineer on all of this stuff. He did a remix of Faith and Grace. That's just out of this world. And it's the extended version of Faith and Grace. It's the original 19 minutes long. And we're releasing it on blue vinyl. And it's going to be released on Record Store Day.
Perfect. Well,
so,
the original version is epic. So
yes,
if you're telling me now that this is an expanded epic version.
Yeah, this is the original length of that track was 19 minutes. So, we cut a little bit off.
So, but enough that it'll fill a good hunk of the grooves on vinyl. It'll
yeah.
take it'll fill a lot of the grooves on a piece of vinyl. And it sounds like something we're going to need that, Tom, you know.
Yeah.
When that comes around before the, you can never get a record store release that's hot. I've tried. 2 minutes after the record store days, they're all gone. So, you know, please keep your friends at KCSN in mind. Have fun on the road and feel free to come by anytime and use this room for inspiration.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
It's Lucinda Williams live on 88.5 KCSN.